Support comes from Generation Collaboration, a youth-hosted podcast focusing on stories of leadership and change throughout Colorado. Generation Collaboration is produced by Denver nonprofits Youth on Record and Colorado Young Leaders and is available wherever you stream podcasts. More at youthonrecord.org/podcasting.
Hey, cowgirls and cowboys, bunkhouse cooks, and wannabe cowpunchers, don't be a redheaded stranger. This is Big Daddy, encouraging you to tune into Honky Tonk Heroes Saturday mornings, 6 to 9 a.m. on KGNU. We'll be walking the floor in Watson Cross, Texas, listening to a jukebox play that old honky tonk song. So don't be daffy, don't be dilly. Tune into Honky Tonk Heroes every Saturday morning, 6 to 9 a.m. on KGNU, where we'll be setting the woods on fire with your honky tonk favorites.
We going honky tonking around this town.
Hi, my name is Wellington Bullings, and I like to get down after dark with Dr. Decibel on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
All right, all you hip cats and cool kittens, it's 9 p.m. Grab your dancing shoes because we're going to cut a rug. It's time for Swing Shift, KGNU's home of big band and swing. I'm your good buddy, Dr. Decibel, and I'll be with you for the next hour as we Lindy Hop our way through all the great big band and swing tunes of the time, and we'll play a little bit of what's going on today. I hope you're ready to get down because it's time for Swing Shift right here on KGNU Community Radio.
Then you do the backwards cry. You your buckable knees and you turn to the right side rocking. I grab your girl and knit in two. Step back a step or two. You buckle both knees and you turn to the right side rocking. Oh, when you're not rocking, any old step will do. Oh, when you start rocking, Jack, let me tell you this step to do. First you throw your hands up high, then you do the backwards try. You buckle both knees and you turn to the right side rocking. Step to do. First you throw your hands up high, then you do the backwards grind. You buckle both knees and you turn to the right side rocking.
since I got a gal
in Kalamazoo.
Don't want to boast, but I know she's the toast
of Kalamazoo. Zoo, 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 zoo.
Years have gone by.
My, how she grew.
I liked her looks when I carried her books
in Kalamazoo.
I'm gonna send a wire, hopping on a flight,
leaving today.
Am I dreaming? I can hear her screaming.
Hiya, Mr. Jackson, everything's okay. A-L-A-M-A-C-O. Oh, what a girl.
I'll make my bid for that freckle-faced kid I'm hurrying to.
I'm going to Michigan to see the sweetest girl
in Kalamazoo.
Zoo, 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 zoo. Kalamazoo.
K.
K.
A.
A. L-A-M-A-Z-O.
What a
gal. A real pipperoo. We're going to Michigan to see the sweetest gal in Kalamazoo. Zoo, 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 zoo.
All you swing kids, the time now is about 9:13 p.m. It's Thursday night. I'm Dr. Decibel, and you are the most swinginest audience in all of radio. That last tune was a Glenn Miller classic. That one's called I've Got a Gal in Kalamazoo. Maybe you really dig Glenn Miller like I do. Well, I got some good news for you. The Glenn Miller Orchestra is coming to the BDT stage. That's right, the Boulder Dinner Theater. On February 6th and 7th. I don't know much beyond that. I know that there will be tickets. They'll be for sale. And it should be a pretty damn good show, so you might want to check it out. Keep your ears open. I'm sure there's a whole lot more information to come. We kicked off our evening with Count Basie and Splanky. That's the first track off of Count Basie Live at the Sands, and I just love that album cover to cover. I can only imagine how cool it would have been to be back in Vegas, you know, in the day, in a lounge, checking out Basie or Sinatra or Sammy Davis Jr. or any of the other fantastic acts that used to just roll through Vegas way back when. Following Count Basie, we heard Four Charms and Sausage Rock. Xavier Cugat and his orchestra gave us One Mint Julep. And of course, we capped it all off with Glenn Miller. This is my very first Swing Shift show. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being here with me. It's such a thrill to be here at KGNU, and maybe you've ever thought that you want to get on the air. Well, I'll tell you what, it's a lot easier than you think, and you're going to learn a whole lot more than you ever thought. So keep your eyes open. I believe it's every other month they do a new member volunteer orientation, and you just show up to that. You'll learn a little bit of history about the station, get a quick tour, and get an understanding of what it takes to get yourself on the air. So go to afterfm.com or kgnu.org, and all the information you need is right there. All right, coming up next, I've got some Chick Webb, I've got some Johnny Mercer, and I might just have my good buddy Peter Petty and his Terpsichoreans somewhere in there. I think I might have a special little treat for you later this evening, so stay tuned. Don't touch that dial. It's got KGNU all over it. I'm your good buddy, Dr. Decibel. You're listening to The Swing Shift on KGNU Community Radio.
get high. My man walked out, now you know that ain't right. Well, he'd better watch out if I meet him tonight. I said, when I get low, oh, I get high. All this hard luck in this town has found me. Nobody knows how trouble goes round and round me. Oh, I'm all alone with no one to pet me. But old rocking chair ain't never gonna get me. Cause when I get low, oh, I get high.
Said all the gentlemen, obviously. The madam has the cutest personality. And think of all the books about Du Barry's looks. What was it made of? The toast of Paris. She had a well-developed personality.
What did Romeo see in Juliet or Pierrot? Or Jupiter in Juno,
you know. And when Salome danced and had the boys entranced, no doubt it must have been easy to see that she knew how to use her personality.
Well, and never sit on a boss's settee unless she's got a perfect personality. A girl can get somewhere in spite of stringy hair or even just a bit bored at the knees if she can show a faultless personality.
Why are certain girls offered certain things like sable coats and wedding rings by men who wear their spats right?
That's right. So don't you say I'm smart and have the kindest heart. Oh, what a wonderful sister I'd be.
Just tell me how you like my
personality.
Baby, you've got the cutest
personality.
Thank you. is just like me. Lonely tonight, don't you remember? We danced to swim at daybreak. Don't you recall our songs on the lake? Sway, sway, lake.
And that was Ethan Gold and the Staves and their tune Sway Lake. I'm your good buddy, Dr. Decibel. We're about the halfway point of the swing shift right here on KGNU Community Radio. We kicked off that last set of music with the Chick Webb Orchestra and his tune, When I Get Low, I Get High. Following that, it was Johnny Mercer and the Pied Pipers and Personality. Then we heard a live recording of the Dizzy Gillespie All-Star Big Band. That one's called Dizzy's Business, the title track of the album of the same name. And of course, we capped everything off with Ethan Gold and the Staves. Coming up next, I promised you a little Peter Petty and his Terpsichoreans. He's a band leader out of Sacramento, California. He grew up his early formative years here in Denver, and he puts on a hell of a show. He's a band leader who just gets it. I love what he does, and this is a spin of his on a cool 70s classic. I'm your good buddy, Dr. Decibel, and you're listening to The Swing Shift on KGNU Community Radio.
Are you ready, Zach?
Yeah.
Are you ready, Arlen?
Oh, yeah.
Are you ready, Byron?
You know it.
Are you ready, Otis?
Oh, yeah.
How about you, Brandon? You all set, man?
Yeah.
Are you ready, Matt?
Oh, yeah.
Are you ready, Justin?
Oh, yeah.
Are you ready, Pete?
Oh, yeah.
Are you ready, Michael?
You got it, man.
Then let's go! Oh, it's been getting so hard living with them things you do to me. Getting so strange, I like to tell you everything that I see. Ow! I see a man at the back, as a matter of fact, and his eyes are as red as the sun. And the girl in the corner, let no one ignore her, cause she thinks she's the passionate one. Oh yeah, it was like a lightning. Everybody was frightening, and their music was soothing, and they all started grooving. Nothing's all I ever do. Oh, I softly call you over. When you appear, there's nothing left of you. Oh, no. Now, the man in the back is ready to crack as he raises his hands to the sky. And the girl in the corner is everyone's mona. She could kill you with a wink of her eye. Oh, yeah! It was like a light.
All right, we're back, and that was the great Peter Petty laying down a really smoking cover of the sweet classic Ballroom Blitz. I never thought anyone was going to be able to swing 70s glam rock that hard. Now, I got a real treat for you. Dr. Decibel told you he's going to have a treat live on the phone. I'm joined with the great Peter Petty himself. How you doing, Mr. Petty?
Oh, my God. You are being entreated right now as we speak. That is exciting. I'm well. I'm well, doctor. How are things at the hospital?
It is fantastic. This is my first swing shift show ever, and I'm just thrilled that you could join me on my inaugural show to ring it in. I have a question for you, a burning question that I've had on my mind for a couple years now, and I just haven't had the wherewithal to ask. If you don't mind.
Well, let's have it, man. Let's have it.
All right. So I love 70s rock. I love 70s glam rock. And to swing Ballroom Blitz that hard, it really begs the question, was there ever a period of time where Peter Petty was sporting long hair in a bitchin' Camaro blasting the Fug Hat?
Well, what you need to do is you need to go back to 1986, Doctor, the halcyon days of my 18th year. And indeed, I had the long hair, I had the beard, and you can see it memorialized right now on Amazon. A film I made called Jump Cut way back in the day is available for 99 cents only. I believe that's still what they got it on. But you can find this old movie, and you can find me in it with the trappings of at least the 80s, if not 70s. But the thing is, man, it is an unwatchable film. I will defy you to hang in for 10 whole minutes. If you can make 10 minutes of this movie.
What will you offer our listeners if anyone can make it all the way through?
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking. I was realizing I was putting my mouth where no money is. You know what? I will buy your copy. That's what I'll do. I will reimburse you that 99-cent investment.
All right. You heard it live on the air here, listeners. Peter Petty.
You
heard it here. I want to talk a little bit about what you do. You have a really great swing band, and you're just swinging. Let's talk about jazz and where you kind of fit into all that, where jazz fits into fun. You and I have had a brief conversation about jazz maybe sometimes feeling a little bit stuffy.
It can. It can feel that way, as it is such a disciplined milieu. You know, it is truly, it's not for the faint of heart. And hobbyists need not apply sometimes. You know, you just got to work so damn hard to distinguish yourself as a jazz practitioner, just like any of the, you know, any of the classical disciplines. And jazz shook things up so much with the old long hair music that came before it, that it was hard to get legitimized. But of course, that was many, many years ago. So here we are now. My approach to it, jazz goes back to Black American music. That's what jazz is. And so my reverence for it and my attribution of that fact is always paramount in what I'm bringing. I also have a healthy sense of humor. I bring that to most anything that I'm presenting. And that is my authenticism, I guess, you know, because, you know, authenticism is very important in art, and people can smell bullshit at great distances sometimes. So my folding, a bit more of a lighthearted and, subversive quality, bringing that to Black American jazz music is my voice. That's something I can do and still promote the ethos of the genre, but do it in my own way that I dare say is not, I don't see a lot of what I do out there either. So that I always feel like I do have a space to perform in that context.
And you do play the part. You are an excellent band leader. You, even at the podcast interview that I recorded you at, showed up dressed to the nines and ready to play the part. And we're a perfect...
Well, one must certainly represent.
And a perfect Southern gentleman to the end. Where are you from again? You told me this once, and it made me laugh. Where are you from?
Oh, man, yeah. Well, I've been in Sacramento, California since my 10th year, just on the cusp of my 10th year. But I have to remind everyone, it was south. Sacramento. But before Sacramento, serendipitously, I came out of Denver, Colorado. That's where I lived my first 9 years of life.
Yeah, you were the native son. And when are you gonna? So, any chance that we'll see you back here, swinging the house?
Yes, I am angling hard towards that idea to make my way back to my old hometown, because I understand there's a thriving swing community in that region of the country.
There is an amazing music scene here, just period, end of statement. Blues, swing, rock and roll, the jam bands have ensconced themselves here. It reminds me of it reminds me of San Francisco 10 years ago. It really does.
Yeah, sure. No, but I'd love to go there. I had occasion to, with a different troupe of musicians, I was playing them. And so I was able to go back to Denver. And I still love Denver. I love Denver. Love it. It's a town that I could definitely... sometimes you go through a town and you're like, oh, okay, I could live here. I could settle here.
Yeah, that happened to me 4 years ago, and I've been here ever since. So, any new music on the horizon? You got a new release coming up? Are you writing? Are you practicing?
I am writing. I'm just looking for funding. But yeah, I got a new album project in me that is just dying to get out. I recorded a Christmas EP last year, 21. But I haven't had a full album since 2017. So it is definitely, and so I've had quite a few things going on that need need proper representation. So yes, I am, I'm just working on getting the bread together for that so I can at least get another thing out. And then what would be great is to just tour that album.
That would be so fantastic. And we would love to have you here on the Front Range. Swinging the joint, man.
That'd be fantastic.
All right, I want to take up too much of your time. Thank you so much for calling in here on my inaugural Swing Shift. I couldn't think of anyone I wanted any more as my first guest when the great Peter Petty.
Well, that is awfully gratifying, and I just really thank you as well. No, it's a pleasure to be on with you, and thanks for looking me up, man. I really appreciate it.
Thanks again for joining us. If you just joined us out there in Radio Land, we've been on the phone with the great Peter Petty, and I think we're going to swing another one of his right now. I'm your good buddy, Dr. Decibel. Keep it tuned right here to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
I'm going to live until I die. I'm going to laugh instead of cry. I'm gonna take this town, turn it upside down. I'm gonna live, live, live until I die. They're gonna say, what a guy. I take a chance, bet the sky. Don't wanna miss a thing, I'm gonna have my fling. I'm gonna live, live, live until I die. These blues I lay low, I'll make them stay low. Won't let them trail over my head. I'll be a devil till I'm an angel, but until then, hallelujah, gonna dance, I'm gonna fly, I'll take that chance, riding high, until my number's up, I'm gonna fill my cup, I'm gonna live, 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 until I die.
These blues I lay low, I make them stay low. Won't let them trail over my head. I'll be a devil till I'm an angel. But until then,
hallelujah, gonna dance. I'm gonna fly. I'll take that chance, riding high. Until my number's up, I'm gonna fill my cup. I'm gonna live, 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 live. I got this conspicuous cat where you expect to think he had pleats. Is pulled up to his chest, watch chain dangling from his vest. Conk is matching Glenn kicks, shining slick and spit on bricks. He think that he part of the show, but he don't know. He's just a jive Tom Turkey, so drip. Yes, he's a jive Tom Turkey. He got no left, jive Tom Turkey. Get hip to the jive, 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 jive. Across the jive Tom Turkey. Now Sail says use a jive Tom Turkey. Epic cool fail jive Tom Turkey. Daddy Bear, yeah, yes, bail. Cause you jive, 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 jive. What do you think you are getting? Small tender linen, scatting and spinning, dressed for Thanksgiving. Really think that white tie knot'll hide your big waddle. Brother, you sound ridiculous, be bopping and scatting your ugly. Yes, it's a job in the cabin. You jive Tom Turkey, yard foul. Jive Tom Turkey, throwing the towel. Jive Tom Turkey, Papa Raya now. I'll call jive. That is ingenuous, driving and shocking when you just a tenuous. Why would the fuck and you jive Tom Turkey, late train? Jive Tom Turkey, drown in the rain. Jive Tom Turkey, kindly explain why you jive, 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 jive Tom Turkey. Pass dues as you say, jive Tom Turkey. What you trying to do, jive Tom Turkey? Bird shoo, cause you jive. Yeah, jive Tom Turkey. Oh, you little jive Tom Turkey. Yeah, you just a jive Tom Turkey. Yeah!
Hi, my name is Jeremy Mone, and I like to get down after dark with Dr. Decibel on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Support comes from Westward Hosting Feast, its annual celebration of the Denver restaurant scene at the McNichols Building on Thursday, November 3rd from 7 to 10 p.m. More information at westwardfeast.com.
Je déteste la plage, mais je reste debout avec mes orteils dans le sable. Use the sleeves of my sweater. Let's have an adventure. Head in the clouds, but my gravity's centered. Touch my neck and I'll touch yours. You and those little high-waisted shorts. Oh, she knows what I think about and what I think about. One love, two mouths. One love, one house. No shirt, no blouse. Just us, you find out. Nothing that I wouldn't want to tell you about. No, il fait trop froid pour toi. Much to say. Sometimes the silence gets a man, so move to a place so far away. Yeah, the goosebumps start to raise the minute that my left hand meets your face. And then I touch your face, put my finger on your tongue, cause he loves to taste. Yeah, c'est que j'adore. Tout le monde les autres pas plus fort. Inside this place so warm, outside it starts to pour. Coming down, one love, one house. No shirt, no blouse, just us, you find out. Nothing that I would want to tell you about, no, no, no.
There, all you hip cats and cool kittens. It's time for Dr. Decibel to hang it up and hand it on over to Greg Schultz for Jazz Live. So don't go anywhere because the tunes just keep on rolling. At midnight, it's Sleepless Nights with Mariah Coe. There's no reason to touch that dial. It's got KGNU all over it. In that last final set of music that we heard, we kicked it off with Peter Petty and his Terpsichoreans and his swinging version of the 70s glam rock classic Ballroom Blitz. And then, special treat, as promised, Peter Petty called in. What a treat on my inaugural show. Always great to catch up with him. And then we heard another couple from him. We heard I'm Gonna Live Till I Die, and we heard Jive Tom Turkey, all from his Ready Petty Go album. So check that out. I think you might dig it. Following that, we heard Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band and Sing Sang Sung. Special little twist on the Benny Goodman classic. Following that, it was The Fly Guy 5 and Extra Fries. Scott Bradley and the Postmodern Jukebox gave us Sweater Weather. And that just about wraps it up. I gotta get out of here. There's always so much music and never enough time. I'm your good buddy, Dr. Decibel. I hope you'll tune in next Thursday at 9 o'clock for the Swing Shift. Until then, be good to yourselves and each other, and don't take any wooden nickels. Have a great evening and a fantastic weekend. Thank you.
Does your car have a name? Does it speak to you?
Is your car trying to tell you goodbye? At KGNU, we treat every vehicle donation as a heartfelt and generous contribution. If it's time for you to give your beloved vehicle a meaningful send-off, consider donating it to KGNU. Call 1-844-KGNU-CAR and a friendly operator will walk you through the vehicle donation process. That's 1-844-KGNU-CAR. And thanks.
Support comes from Sweet Cow Ice Cream with 7 locations in North and South Boulder, Louisville, Longmont, Aurora, and Denver. Sweet Cow sources local ingredients to craft small batch ice cream daily. More information at sweetcow.com.
Good evening, folks. It's 10:01. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. You are tuned to Jazz Liz. My name is Greg, and happy and proud to be in here. Going to be a lot of fun tonight. Got a bunch of new music to play and some old standards and some favorites. So got a request or two, so hopefully we'll get to all of it. Shout out to Dr. Decibel. Great show. The initial swing shift, and he knocks it out of the park. And he stopped in here for a few minutes, and we got a chance to chat about music, which is always cool. So that's what we do around here. With that said, we're going to kick the show off tonight with a brand new one from Joshua Redman. From his CD titled Long Gone. The title of the song is Kite Song, right here on Jazz Lives.